Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien is running for a second term, and he's opposed by Albert Chen, who owns a civil engineering firm. In the August primary, O'Brien came out on top with 59% of the vote to 35% for the challenger Albert Chen. But Albert Chen has raised more money for his campaign. We're going to find out more about them today. Thanks to both of you for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to talk about an issue that's of concern to a lot of folks in Seattle. Housing costs are skyrocketing. Affordable housing is becoming more and more hard to find, and concerns that Seattle is becoming a city for the well-to-do and not for everyone. Albert Chen, is that a concern of yours? And if so, what would you do to help create more affordable housing for the
city? Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think, you know, obviously we have a great economy here. We've got a lot of things going for us. But as we're seeing, you know, the high-tech sectors, the biotechs, and a lot of our strong industries really growing, it's really driving a demand for housing. And obviously it's having an impact on people that can't afford housing. So, you know, I've served on the board for the Seattle Chinatown IDPDA for many years. You know, I'm in my office is in one building down in Chinatown, the called Village Square 2. So those are facilities that I think have really brought upon, you know, building good affordable housing with community needs in those areas.
So what should the city be doing? Should the city be doing anything differently than what it's doing now?
Well, I think we look at what happened at South Lake Union is a clear fact. You know, I think, you know, the fact is, you know, my opponent, he's brought on this national consultant. I think that's something that should have been done much earlier in the process. You know, we can need to take a look at South Lake Union, what happened down there relative to incentive zoning. What are the lessons learned? How did
something
work?
Go wrong with
what
that?
Went I mean, wrong with that? Yeah, because in the
what,
end,
what went wrong?
I think we're not really gaining anything out of it right now.
Okay.
In the end, what's going to happen? Nothing. So we need to look at what was done correctly, what was not done correctly, what we're going to do to move forward, and actually come about with a citywide, consistent affordable housing plan for everybody.
Well, Mike O'Brien, do you think our housing policy is inconsistent, or do you think mistakes were made at South Lake Union that if it had been done the right way, it would have been better for people who need affordable housing?
I think we do have consistent policy, and I think we're making progress, but there's no doubt that we need to do more about affordable housing. And so last spring, we did a major upzone in South Lake Union to allow folks to build a lot taller buildings down there because there's a lot of demand there, which I think is a good thing. What I was able to do on the council is lead the effort to change the incentive zoning program to bring it up to current standards so that we nearly double the amount of workforce housing that will be set aside by private developers as they develop in that neighborhood.
In that neighborhood.
In that neighborhood. And so that means when they're building an apartment building with, you know, 100 units or whatever, they need to set aside a handful of those that only people at a certain wage level can live in.
Albert Chen, what's wrong with that approach, having the developers set aside some low-income housing in the neighborhood?
Well, I think on, you know, from the outside, that's a great, great idea, very noble. But this is really, we're at a point here, we need to take action. We need leadership. We need execution.
Well, what's that mean? Give me some specifics about
well,
what you mean.
Well, as what he talked about is it's speculative, right? We're speculating on that these developers are going to come in. So there are opportunities. What I'm saying is to take money and invest in other communities, actually develop actual affordable housing, like what we did in the Chinatown ID. If there's money available, there's private money available, there's, you know, philanthropic money available, let's get that money to actually make some action. I think what they've done down there and what he's done is noble, but like I said, we are at a point where we need to take action, take leadership, actually take some executive steps to make things happen.
I want to move on to another thing that Mike O'Brien, that you've been working hard on, and that's a campaign initiative to allow public campaign financing for city council and other races. Why is that an important thing for you?
You know, the money in politics that we see today has a corrosive influence on our democracy. You know, we're all frustrated with what's happening in Washington, D.C. right now. We're frustrated with lack of leadership on transportation in Olympia. And the same influences play out right here in the city. The power of money to influence outcomes in government is overwhelming, and we need to figure out how to undo that. Now, the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court has been very clear that they believe corporations are people and can donate unlimited amounts of money. And so we don't have great tools, but by creating a public financing system for city council races, what we allow is people that don't have access to those big dollars to run for office, or people that don't want to be tied to those big dollars can now run for office.
And that's going to be on the ballot with you guys, too.
Yeah, so November 5th is called Proposition 1. It's a great step. Seattle was the first city in the nation to have public financing back in the 70s. The state outlawed it back in the 90s. It's now legal once again if we go to a public vote. And it's a great opportunity for us to really change how politics work in the city of Seattle.
Albert Chen, what do you think about public financing for city council races?
I am against this proposition, and let me tell you why. I'm a minority, a person of color, first time running for candidate. As you said, I raise more money. If I had public financing, I'm challenging an incumbent right now. I'm still in the situation I came out with less numbers in the primary. So it's not uphill battle to challenge a primary. The levy system is supposed to be used to take care of the basic needs of the city. It's for education, health and human services, fixing potholes. That is what I see as the levy system used for. To do this kind of social justice experimentation, I feel it's wrong to use that levy system to do that. And I'd rather use that money for something more tangible.
What about the premise? The premise being that Michael Bryan says money is a corrosive force in politics. It's too influential.
You have to understand, Seattle races are the $700 max per person. Was per person or per business. So there's not this huge amount of money coming. The real harm is where independent expenditures. If that's where you want to take care of, that's where it needs to be taken care of. Again, I think if you want to do this, then one, incumbents should not be allowed to get it. And two, we need term limits. If we want to see true change on city council, opportunity for people to run, that is where we see the need. Again, this levy system that used to tax Seattle property tax owners is at the wrong time to do this.
I just want to add that, you know, in the last 8 years, winning city council members on average have raised about $250,000. It's astounding to me how expensive it is to run a successful city council race. And most people, I mean, I applaud Albert because he's done a great job fundraising, been very successful. So many other people, though, out in our community can't even think of running for city council and get their issues before the public because they don't have, there's no way they can get that money.
Well, here's the thing with public financing, though. What if you just decide not to take the public financing? Can't you spend as much as you want in that case?
Yes, we can't limit the spending. The Supreme Court is
so how's it going to really work to limit funding?
So what I believe, and we've seen the evidence show this, you have to have enough money to get your message out. And the difference between having, you know, $150,000 or $200,000 and having $800,000, yeah, that person with a lot of money is going to have more TV ads and more mail. But someone who can get up to $100,000 or $200,000 can at least get their message out and, I believe, be competitive. And we've seen that in past races. People have been outspent and won.
I want to go on to one more issue, and this also has to do with something that's going to be on the ballot with both of you. And that is a measure that would ask that we change the way that we elect city council members. Now they're elected at large. They represent the entire city. Some would like them to be elected by district, so you could just run in, say, Ballard, for example. Albert Chen, what do you think about that proposal?
Well, you know, I think this does tie into the whole public finance. You know, and just to comment real quickly, I think ultimately with the money situation, you know, my opponent here, just like me, we have taken special interest money, big corporation money. He's got it. I got it. So now how that plays into running for office as far as the real challenge here when it comes to districts, I think, is getting your name out. So what the city can do if it has public financing money, whether there's districts or not, is use that ability to distribute your name publicly.
Okay. But I'm not clear whether you support districts or not.
District thing, I think, you know, as a first-time candidate, I can tell you right now, it is very challenging to go district-wide, you know. And the number one question I get from voters when I talk to them is, oh, what district are you representing? And I have to explain to them, Seattle is not districted. So most people are shocked. So
you'd prefer it to be districted?
I would prefer it. I haven't formally endorsed this process, but I think there's certain validity to it.
We're just about out of time, but Mike O'Brien, you've been elected at large. Do you think we'd have a better, more representative system? You've expressed concerns about it not being representative enough. It might be easier to run a race in a district than citywide.
Yeah. I have not taken a public position on this either. There's pros and cons to it. Right now, the current city council is geographically distributed about like the districts would, so we wouldn't see a ton different. Districts allow you to speak to a smaller audience, which means you don't have to raise much money. That's great. I think when you draw lines in the city, though, and create districts, we got to take a really hard look at the racial disparities and are we balancing that?
Well, that's a good balanced view, but why haven't you taken a stand on this issue?
I don't feel strongly enough right now to say one way or the other, and I'm going to listen to the voters and hear what they decide.
Okay, so you're not going to take a stand before the election?
No.
Okay. Hey, Mike O'Brien, thank you so much for stopping by. He's an incumbent city council member. He's running against Albert Chen. Be sure to find out more about them. You can do that by checking out the voters pamphlet by referring to their websites. Ballots are going to go out next week. Make an informed choice for city council. I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record.